Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sabrina, and we are on the air with Volante, and from who is our owner of WBDN Media. And this morning, she's going to bless us with talking about TED. Good morning, Volante.
Good morning, Sabrina. How are you?
I am doing awesome. So we have TED, capital T, capital E, capital D, and you're going to tell us about it. Tell us about how it's going to be a benefit for WBDN and how it's actually a benefit for people in general.
Okay, TED is a global organization. It's a global community, actually. And their theme is simply ideas that matter. So the actual TED community is headquartered in Vancouver and in New York, and they do what's called TED Talk. A TED Talk is a maximum of 18 minutes in length. And to be invited to TED to speak, you have to be considered an authority in your figure. So speakers have been Oprah, Michelle Obama, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, you know, those kinds of people. And it just grew. And the whole concept is sharing innovative ideas to get you thinking. So that's what TED is. And once you subscribe, you can get an actual, every day they'll send you a TED Talk. And I've been listening to these TED Talks, and I love them because I'm a thinker. And what I like about the TED community is that I have this whole thing about how society is being dumbed down. Well, I love TED because these are brilliant minds sharing ideas, and I like to kind of listen to a TED event at the beginning of the day because it gets my creative juices flowing, and it keeps me thinking, something to think about. So that's TED. TEDx. TED events happen once a year. Like I said, it's in Vancouver. Now, TED Women is happening now in Monterey, California. So what TEDx is, they license us as TEDx organizers to plan events. They're TED-like events, TED-themed events, but they're independently organized. So I don't work for TED. I don't get a check for them. I'm an independent organizer, and I'm organizing a TED-like event locally, and I can tap into, to do an event, you have to tap into some of their talks and broadcast them. And that's, and I love it because they give you so many resources. And there's vendors like Shutterstock, Wova, who they build stuff for you, and it's absolutely free. So you spend some money, but then you can own.
Mm-hmm. So the TED, the big red letters, they built for you then?
No, those ideas, the materials that they give to you are, they give you access to different online tools and different vendors. Now it's up to you to go out and work your sponsorships. Now, because I randomly decided to do the TEDx Women, I had only 45 days to pull this together. So let me tell you about those letters. You can order those letters for the cheapest I saw them was $450, okay? So I wanted a sponsor to pay for those. But, again, in 45 days, that was hard to do. So I printed the TED. This is how I did this. I printed the TEDx logo on a banner from Walgreens for $14, okay?
Okay.
I cut out the letters, and I affixed them to poster boards. And then we carved them out with an X-Acto knife, and I placed the adhesive back easels on them. And now we have our TEDx letters. They're a little over 2 feet tall. I love them. They're gorgeous. And
they are.
We spent about $50. Yeah, we spent about
$50. Now, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's a do-it-yourselfer show. There you go.
Yes, and that's something I'm actually going to share with the TED community globally because I had to have those letters on my stage. I'm like, I'm not doing this event without those letters. So
right.
I made them myself. Yes. And I love them. I mean, they put the other thing in motion.
So, Volante, you said you get up every morning and you listen to TED Talks. tell us about the TED Talks and what has been your favorite one so far, or do you have a couple of them, and why do they motivate you so?
Because they get me thinking. My favorite so far, and I forgot her name, but she had, I want to say, a polio when she was young, and she had her legs amputated, and she's a snowboarder. And I don't think it's polio. It's meningitis. Not polio, meningitis. She had to have her legs amputated. And she talked about how she was determined to be a snowboarder. So in her talk, she said things like, okay, well, the good thing about having my legs cut off is that now I could order feet to match my snowboard. It was that kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness.
This lady turned everything around into a positive. And so,
wow.
And then she started developing prosthetics for people who wanted to be athletes, because prosthetics are not typically designed for you to be an athlete. They're just designed for you to be able to move around.
Right.
So now she's an Olympic winning, I can't remember her name, but she's an Olympic winning snowboarder. And when all of the odds were against her and she thought she wasn't going to be able to do it, she figured out a way to do what she wanted to do and turn everything around so positive. And listening to her, it kind of just wiped out all of my excuses. You know, the things we whine about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, if she made her dream happen, then I have no excuse. And it's that kind of creative thinking that makes me really determined to figure out how to do what I want to do.
And Volante, an average person, now after the TED Talks are over, can they listen to those talks, or is there a fee, or is there a way that they can be motivated like that? How does that work?
There are TED Talks that are free at TED.com that you can go and watch randomly. This particular conference that I'm simulcasting, the TED Women 2015 Momentum, it is available for $200 if you want to watch Rock the Simulcast live. After that, it's available on demand for $100, which is why, you know, I really was trying to get the word out there to people, because I'm simulcasting it for free, so you're not paying that $200.
Right.
But yes, so certain conferences are not free, but there are tons of talks that are free. So if you go to TED.com and register, they'll send you different talks. And there's over a million talks now. So you can get that that inspiration daily. But there's certain conferences. And then TED conferences are so expensive. TED Women was $2,000 just for the conference.
Wow.
Now, they're having an event. They're having a conference in December. The price hasn't been posted yet, but my goal is to go. Because when you're planning an event, your TEDx event has to be under 100 people if you have not attended an actual TED event. So
okay.
You know me. I want a huge event.
Okay.
So I have to go to a TED event.
All right. And now you were saying before we went live that Mrs. Obama, Steve Jobs when he was alive, and other celebrities have went to these events in two.
Yes. Yes, TED speakers are typically really high-end and more than just rich and famous. They have to be someone who made a contribution that literally changed the world. I mean, like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and Oprah and Michelle Obama, those are people who did things that nobody thought of doing before them, and that's what TED is about. It's an innovative idea that you share that really made an impact. Now, of course, even when you do talk, they may not be globally impactful yet, but it needs to be something that's just not the norm, you know, something that people never would have thought of. And it's really cool because you get to see and appreciate the ideas of others.
So they're promoting independent thinking outside of the box and giving somebody an opportunity
yes.
to get themselves known out there, to get to where, like, because a lot of people don't realize President Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, in her own right, is her own lady. She does so many things for health, for talks for women. She's a fabulous. And Oprah, oh my goodness. And I call Volante a little Oprah. I just have to say that on the air. Because only a little Oprah would be able to innovate. Because I'd be sitting there looking at the bosses like, okay, you're going to make yourself. What's going to happen? So tell us about the youth part, because we were talking about that your daughter's going to be in. Tell us about the TED youth part.
Oh, yeah, it's so exciting because when I started this, Venice said, she said, Mom, what are you doing with TEDx? And I'm looking at her like, why? She said, oh, we watched TED Talks in school. And so she knew about it. And then she started getting really excited. So I found out there's TED Women, there's TED Youth, there's different initiatives. The National TED Youth Conference happens in November. I think it's November 12th. So I told her, you know, I'm like, well, do you want to do this? Because she can actually become an organizer, pull together a team, and plan a TED Youth event. And because she's doing it early, she'll broadcast the actual conference, but she can also have live speakers and entertainers at her event. So
wow. She
got all excited. She told her friends. Now she has these teenagers bugging me about when we're going to do this. So that'll be a really cool summer project to kind of anchor or facilitate her team as they pull together this TEDx event. And for her, we're going to have to actually curate teen speakers and teen talent to perform. So this is going to be really exciting. And again, planning a TEDx event is so cool because you have a global support system. There's literally a community where you're talking to people in Vancouver, in Amsterdam, you know, in Montreal, and we're all pulling ideas together. TEDx has a rich resource pool. Denise will have access to all of the same software and graphics for free that I had access to. Each organizer gets 3 months access of free stuff. They upgrade your LinkedIn for free. All of those people are TEDx sponsors. It's built in, so you go in with a set of sponsors. It's just an amazing tool, and I think it'll be great for her. Definitely it'll go toward a scholarship because this is some serious community service. So I'm excited for them. And I'm glad she's in.
And I'm glad that you said that a scholarship, because we talked last night just a little bit when I was on with Marshall Wooden about how she had 9 children and 4 of them have already gotten scholarships. And one of the shows I did, you were able to go and find a scholarship for Venice. And also, you know, this kind of stuff does look for go towards scholarships. It also built her resume portfolio. And this young lady is going to be a sophomore next year. The sooner you get your children out there getting into activities and doing volunteer, the better it is for their resume. Because sometimes your grade can only go so far. How you have impacted your community can tell a life story.
Definitely. And even for parents, don't tell the kids what it's for. You know what I mean? I mean, they can have a basic understanding, but for Venice, she's interested in TED, and it's going to be fun, and her and her friends are going to, she likes doing stuff like this. The whole backside of it is you're going to get a scholarship, you're going to go to college, it's going to be your resume. She doesn't even really care right now. You know, she figures she's going, I'm just going to pay for it, no big deal, you know?
Exactly.
But, you kind of keep them involved. She does have an understanding, but she doesn't have the full scope of it because she's only 15, 14.
Right, exactly.
So as a parent, you're looking at all angles, you know, and by the time she graduates from high school, I plan for her to be in an incredibly great position.
Her mama, who is super smart. Now, we know that, and you laugh, but it's the truth, and everybody knows that I always take a few minutes out to say thank you to WBDN Media, Web by Design, for Volante. Volante, tell us what great things is going on with WBDN, and how is TED going to impact us?
Oh, my goodness. WBDN Media is exploding, and again, Sabrina, I always say it's amazing, because what you've done is kept the radio station live while I build the back end. And I needed that because, you know, I'm building the back end, but nobody was on the air. So I think we're a wonderful team along those lines. And I'm pulling together the media kit and going after sponsorships. How TED helps with that is the TED community is built of business owners, entrepreneurs, some of the greatest minds in the world. So it puts me into direct contact with the kind of people as I contribute to the community and they get to know me and they start to see value and express interest in me and what I'm doing. So right there, it draws attention to WBDM Media. It will bring in more guests for our show, the kinds of guests who will pull a global audience, which is why I love that we're internet radio. TED is internet globally based. So people that I've connected to through TED can now follow us on WBDN Media and vice versa. So that's the biggest plus with expanding the listenership. And then also it positions us for sponsors to take a really good look at us and make that investment. So it's an amazing opportunity. Even for me at the event tonight, I have people calling me. They're driving, you know, I don't know. Well, I'm sure Vegas is like this too, but the Chicago metropolitan area is ridiculously huge. So I have people driving 60 miles from downtown Chicago, 60 miles round trip, in the heart of the rush hour. So these ladies are going to be driving for at least an hour and a half to get to TED this evening. And I'm getting emails like, I can't wait to meet you. Yeah, and they're going, I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to network with you. So these are relationships that will not end tonight. And I'm so, and that's a perk that I didn't consider. I just wanted to be affiliated with TED because of the innovation. Then all of this back-end benefits started popping up. Because when you put the TED brand out there, the people who immediately recognize the value are the people you really want to connect with in business. So it's crazy. Wow. I'm just super excited.
And, you know, well, a lot of people don't realize, Alante, well, everybody knows you does, but you are a web designer, and you designed some fantastic above-the-mark web design. So why don't you tell about your business and what you do and how that you can take a regular business that's trying to do a website and how that you can help them?
Well, I am a graphic designer. I don't consider myself a web designer because I don't code or do HTML. I design websites through drag-and-drop tools like Adobe Muse or Wix. And that works for me. I think that's what gives me an edge. Because I have a graphic design background, I'm able to interface with those tools and give your website a completely customized look. So I think that's the strength for me. And I can design the website exactly like you want it, fully functioning with all of the bells and whistles, multimedia, audio, video, all of that stuff. And, you know, right now I've kind of been doing ours and haven't even been advertising. It's funny. Most people don't even know that I did our own. I did the WBDN, the Sabrina, and also the By Design Network website. People don't even know that. And I did the TED website. People don't even know that.
And the Sabrina looks, oh, my God, those pictures are actually moving. I was playing with it last night, and I was so intrigued. Like, they actually move. It's very interactive. It's amazing. So, Volante, you are an amazing young woman, and I know you're very busy. And I appreciate you taking on a few minutes to come on and talk to us about TED and about what's going on with WBDN. And can you tell us about the other shows that are being established on WBDN?
Yes, I have Tracy 007 Bond. She travels a Bond girl. She's just amazing. She's very spiritual, and she'll actually be at TED tonight. And she's going to be doing a show. Tracy is a nationally accredited journalist. And, I mean, from the red carpet in Hollywood to everywhere. And I really can't wait for the two of you to meet. She's amazing. She's going to be doing a show. I also have Cabrille Briatty. Cabrille Briatty is a stylist, a wardrobe stylist. She's done a few movies and TV shows. She did a little bit of work with the Empire set here in Chicago. And she's been helping me out. She helped me at the auto show. She'll be at TEDx tonight as well. She'll be on the air doing some stuff. So, Sabrina, you know, you've been holding it down. We're going to get you some help real soon.
Hey,
I'm excited.
I am excited for them because it's the women who are taking over. But I'm excited to hear, you know, from with the journalists and with the stylists, because a lot of times we have women who call and ask about, you know, how do I put this together and what do I do, and I just think that is awesome. We have want to say good morning to Kate, the Run Right Pink, which is an event that I'm doing for cancer in October 2015, and I'll be talking to you more about that later. And they are trying to innovate where the plus size woman who has the money to go into Nordstrom's would like the same outfit as the girl who goes into the Nordstrom stand side. They're really trying to be a trendsetter. They're going to be working with Mark Roscoe. This is going to be a Philadelphia event, and we are going to be, I've been given the opportunity to be a platinum sponsor. What that means is all of the sisters that are there that are part of the show, an event will come on my show. I have really was blessed by God not to have to. I call it bartering. And it's because of good networking and because of the grace of God that I did not have to put out a penny, and that was really great for me. So I want to encourage people: when you network and you're a good person and you do the right things, people will see through that and work. But when you're about yourself,
definitely
you're not. And I have to say that because I have learned from Volante. She is the biggest networker, promoter of everybody. She doesn't, it's not about who you are, it's about who your heart is. And so I'm going to again remind people, when you, networking is an opportunity. Sometimes, like this one, I make no money out of my pocket, but the opportunities and gains that I will gain from this as a media source will be phenomenal for me for the next years to come. But it's also an opportunity because a lot of people don't realize that I was just fully cleared from having any breast cancer concerns.
Yeah.
And I went through basically 2 months of not really saying anything to anybody, but still trying to function because I hate feeling sorry for myself. But I am really living and believing. And that's why today I adjusted the show for Volante for Ted, because I really believe in what she does, and she's my friend, and we just need to make sure we support each other. And I just want to also thank you to and good morning to Roy Jones Jr. Jim, and to Danny Bongiorno. And Eli is going to tell you what the actual name is because he's here with me, because I always get it wrong. What's his company's name, Eli? And Danny Bongiorno is actually one of my sponsors. He literally has given me money to make sure that I get articles written and to get things done for the radio show or to give away things. So we really want to thank Danny for that. And Volante, where can people find you? We know tonight we have Ted, but where can people find you at? Where can they contact you at?
The best way to contact me is through my website, By Design Network. No, WBDNmedia.com. That's the best website to contact me. Social media, just Volante By Design, By Design Network. Google Volante Grant, By Design Network, I'll come up. Email Volante@BYDesignNetwork.com, BYDesignNetwork, it's long, .com.
And we want to give, I want to say a prayer for you tonight before we go off the air. And thank you, young lady, for coming on. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. We give you honor and glory. And we ask tonight that the TED event that Volante is doing would be 15 times over with people, and that the event that she wants to do in December, that it would be 20 times over. We thank you for your grace and mercy, and we remember that without you, we are nothing. With you, we have everything. This is Sabrina Williams signing off with Conversations with the Diva, with the fabulous, what I call Little Oprah, Volante Grant. And you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.